At 6 p.m., we will be starting the Wednesday, February 17th Communications Committee meeting. We have roll call.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Wonderful. Thank you. We'd like to encourage any public comment. Is there any members of the public on the phone? Hello? Well, we would like to encourage public comment. If anyone is on the line, you will be given 3 minutes to discuss anything that is not on the agenda. Although you can't see us, we are listening and do appreciate your input. And our first call to business is approving the minutes from November 4th, 2020. Anyone have any thoughts, changes, suggestions on the minutes from that meeting? I was not in attendance, so can't say anything.
You can vote on the minutes, even though you're not in attendance. Yep.
You want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
And I will second.
All in favor?
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye. There you go. Okay,
now on to our discussion items.
Yes, good evening, Communication Committee board members. What we'll do regarding, I'm glad that you've taken the lead on this, Director Graham. What we'll do is put it on the next agenda at the regular meeting to officially appoint you as chair and Director Callahan as vice chair, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
So that way it's on the agenda.
Okay.
People can make public comment, if so be. Regarding discussion item number one, what's agendized as item number one is the discussion regarding hosting an open house / town hall and recommending a date and time for this activity.
Mm-hmm.
In general discussions with staff, we talked about a variety of ways to do this. The most ideal way we envision something occurring, and then we'll get to the challenges,
mm-hmm.
but the ideal we envision is taking a Saturday,
mm-hmm.
where we invite the general public to use our pool, to enjoy our grounds, play pickleball, to play tennis, perhaps have a barbecue, to invite the public in to see these new amenities, and also have somewhat of an open house where the public can visit a variety of stations during a set time period. That would be a station for Ludorf and Scalmanini to talk about the water projects that they're doing and explain how those go. They usually put up some poster boards, mm-hmm. etc. To do the same, invite Herbert Engineering to do the same on the wastewater side to answer questions about D9 and what's happening with the wastewater plants. And to have staff available during this time period to answer any questions the public may have about the operations of the town of Discovery Bay. That would be the ideal circumstance. Maybe start at 11 o'clock on a Saturday and call it a day for the staff at maybe 1 and keep the grounds open till closing. Now we're going to get to the challenges, and then we'll come with a recommended solution to those challenges. The challenges are that right now, large group gatherings are not allowed outside. And there are no group gatherings allowed inside. Mm-hmm. This is pursuant to the COVID regulations by the health officer. We anticipate that the pool will be completed on time. That's our hope. But when we're looking at a June date, there are some additional challenges that we may run into. We could have a completed pool, but we may not have certified lifeguards ready to go at that particular time. And so while we could allow open adult swim, we could not allow family swim of any sort, mm-hmm. because we don't have lifeguards stationed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we could. We just don't know if we will. And we don't know what the regulations of the health officer will be at that particular time. Currently, there is a regulation in place that limits the number of swimmers that you can have in the pool at any one time. So based on the square footage of our pool, we could not have more than 40 swimmers playing, and we would have to have restricted entry. And you must hire a separate person to do nothing but keep people apart. That's 100% their job at the pool the whole time. That's the under the current COVID restriction. What they'll be at this time, anybody, you know, is anybody's guess. So with those challenges in mind, this is the recommendation of staff before we get to the actual date. Staff recommends that we believe it is probable that we can have stations that I talked about for answering questions, Ludorf and Scalmanini, Bureau of Engineering, and the staff available. If it's allowable inside, we'll do something inside. If it's allowable outside, we'll do it outside, where the public can visit, ask questions. Board members can be there to grip and grin, as we call it, and make people feel comfortable. And we believe that that's a probable doable. But as the date gets closer, we can expand it to open it up to more things that COVID allows. So if we start with the basic premise of the town hall, if you will, and then expand it to as much open house as we can as the date draws near, that's our recommendation, to be flexible in that regard. And the dates that we're recommending are either June 12th or June 26th. The reason for not doing it the first week in June is that's graduation time, mm-hmm. and we believe families would be consumed on that weekend with graduation activities, and it would not be a probable high turnout on our end for that. I think the 12th is probably the day before Father's Day, but at least it's not on Father's Day. And then as we go to the 19th, our recreation program supervisor, especially if we have any events going on and staff here to conduct those events, we need Monica here, and she's not going to be available on the 19th. But we're available on the 26th of June. And so we leave it to you to pick the 12th or the 26th, or find another date that you think is appropriate.
Well, I have a few thoughts, and Michael, please jump in. I like it, everything you said. I'd like to expand on it a little bit. You know, Mike, I'd really like to see a presentation from you to everybody at the event, talking about what has been approved for the year and where we are as far as any projects, project updates, anything that's coming up, talking about what the state and feds are coming up with next. But I think, you know, we need a kind of a meaty business portion of the meeting. Along with that, I think we should have the stations. I love that idea, but I'd also like to see included some of our partners that impact our life out here, like Save the Delta, having DBW out here to talk to people about the never-ending water weeds, the aquatic weeds, and maybe even Reclamation District 800, just in case people have questions and maybe aren't able to meet with them face-to-face at other times. And I totally agree with you, and I think whenever we come up with this date, we need to say, you know, this is the date, you know, we're, you know, hopeful, you know, COVID will allow us to have this, but it may end up, you know, let's hope not, but it may end up get canceled completely and moved down the year, but at least we get it on the calendar now, kind of talk about it, get the date in people's head, and then you know, kind of keep adding or deleting whatever we have to do as time goes on. Michael?
My only thoughts are involving entities outside. It would be amazing for people. It might get confusing because of the delineation between what the town's responsible for and what other groups mm-hmm. are responsible for. That would be something I would be a little concerned about, because we already, mm-hmm. everybody already thinks that, you know, Mike is involved in so many things outside of the jurisdiction of the town, and that might get confusing. So that would be my only caveat to that. Other than that, I think that everything else sounds...
I would think if it's prefaced right.
I think we can... I think what I'm hearing you say is that you would like to have the GM make opening remarks. I think in my opening remarks, I can talk about the responsibility of the town of Discovery Bay.
Okay.
And here are some of our partners, and we've invited them here so that you can get information directly from the entities that are responsible for the aquatic weeds and for doing these various things. And I think you also mentioned inviting some of our legislative representatives.
Yeah, Fraser, McNerney, who, any of them. Our supervisor, of course.
Which date would you do either of those dates work for you?
I would maybe focus towards the later of June, the 26th, just because I know I have involvement in the Chamber of Commerce as well, and I know that they have a lot of events coming up during the summer months. And if I'm remembering right, I think they're focusing more towards the middle of the month, so the end of the month might be more open to have better participation.
And I think that's great, too, because it'll give us a little bit more COVID time to...
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, staff would agree with that. And that gives us more time, and if the pool's done, when we hope it will be done, to hire the lifeguards and get them certified. I would just like to turn to my staff and ask, did I miss anything? Is there anything my staff would like to add regarding this?
We covered it all.
Okay, very good. So... what we'll do is we will bring this back to the board so for them to go ahead and authorize this as a board, and then I will present what the committee's recommendation is to the board, and then, of course, you're free to elaborate more of what the committee's position is at that time. But that's okay with you?
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
Very good.
Do we need to make a motion? Okay, good.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of by consensus.
Okay.
Mike, just a real quick clarification. Do we need to ask for a public comment on that?
Oh, yep,
we do.
Something told me.
At least you're reading yours.
Yeah.
Is there any public comment? We would welcome to hear any comments that you have at this time.
Hearing none,
we'll move on to the next discussion item.
Yes, item number two is discuss ways of better communicating with all areas of the town. This was put on here to brainstorm with the committee on ideas you may have for enhancing communications with the town. So I kind of turn it over to you first.
Well, one of the things that we talked about, Mike, was... working closely with Lakeshore, the Lakes, and the Syntex homes during the time that I was campaigning, and I'm sure you ran into it too, Michael. A lot of times people felt that there was two different Discovery Bays, and I'd really like to see what we can do to reach out to get everyone heard and make sure that, just like our open house, that they feel that there's value for them coming that day.
My recommendation there would be for me to draft a letter to both HOAs telling them that we would welcome participation by their membership, the homeowners located within that area. Here are the days that we meet for the various committees. Here are the dates that we meet for the board meetings. This is how you can access the agendas to those meetings, and that we are actively seeking their involvement in our process.
Just had another idea. Do we still have that portable sign that we could put meetings on or whatever, the one that we used to use before we got the permanent sign put in on Discovery Bay Boulevard?
We do. It takes quite a bit of staff time to do that, so we could do that on certain occasions.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, though, is to, when we roll this out and start really pushing it, have the sign on Bixler, on you know, right in that area, streets that many people would go on to say, you know, here's the number, please call in for that side of town.
Okay. Yeah, we have to worry about safety.
Well, whatever, but you, yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever staff recommends as far as, you know, we don't want to cause any accidents or anything, but what do you...
Yeah, and there's another issue, too, and it's vandalism. Mm-hmm. And that is, you go places where staff can't keep an eye on it, and we keep a great eye on things when it was out on Discovery Bay Boulevard and even Clipper to a certain extent. It starts getting over there... That gets vandalized, we're talking $1,000. Mm-hmm. And this is part of my experience in Brentwood, when we would put things in kind of, you don't want them on in areas where they're going to get hit by a car, but you don't want to offset them somewhere that the kids and everybody else vandalize them. And it's kind of a catch-22. So I think on a limited basis that we that we can do that.
2 days.
Like the open house, perhaps, that would be a...
Those things,
the open house, absolutely. Yeah. To start with the meeting and then do the open house. And I mean, we're talking maybe a few times a year, I would think. What do you think, Michael?
I'm perfectly open to that because we can do it for the event and then move it and get it back to our yard before it becomes, hey, that looks like something fun. Well, we'll try that Saturday night.
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
Another thing I was... So, I would love to see if there would be a way for... and I guess it would have to come out of the... It would have to come out of a board vote to approve what communications. But I would like to see after maybe the last meeting of the month, a short summary of what was decided or any major milestones that came out of discussion be communicated to the local newspapers directly as like maybe even a little blurb of this is some major happenings in the town. I know the some of the local news I've spoken with would be very open to printing things like that to kind of get a little more out into the open that they could then refer back to the minutes or back to the town if they had more questions.
Well, they're supposed to be, the press is supposed to be attending the meetings. And for us to write the stories to the press takes staff time.
No, for sure. And I was more thinking of it as these are, just a quick major mile point. And it might even be something that somebody on the board could draft and then goes to staff for approval of the communications.
If you're referring to items of particular interest that we want to alert them to, we would do that prior to the, maybe I can do that prior to the meeting.
Okay.
In other words, I did that when you were coming in as new board members and our other board members were going out, I wrote a specific thing, please try to be sure to attend this meeting, this is what's happening. I can do that on some of the more major issues for them, and it does more to, I don't want to write their articles.
No, for sure. I was thinking bulleted, right?
Yeah, well, if I tell them this is going to be on the agenda, I really want you to listen to this. And Dawn Marie's usually pretty good. She's usually on 90% of them. I don't know about Amanda. Mm-hmm. But I can send something out to both of them when I think that there's a particular item that would warrant an article on it, and so we can do that.
I think that would be very helpful.
Oh, absolutely. I had that down for our next meeting. So, but let's between now and then, let's you and I talk about, because I thought having a template and we can even just cut and paste from meeting minutes then to put it in and to get the points out there, but have a same look every time so people know what they're looking at.
I'm thinking nothing as drastic as a press release, but just something to highlight to say, hey, this is important. Because, these happen so often that people do get complacent, right? And I just want to make sure that we are pushing out a lot of information so that people become interested.
I think we can definitely do that. Do an alert to the meeting. The problem is that the newspaper decides what I've been dealing with for
sure.
many years. Yeah. They decide what's important, and they're not going to dedicate a section to you unless you're willing to write an article of interest, and we just don't have the staff time for that.
Understood.
But I think that there are certain things, and you can, as board members, call up and call up to me or to the assistant general manager at any time and you go, hey, this thing on the agenda, this looks like something maybe we should alert the press that be at this meeting or immediately listen to the tape after the meeting because it's on the agenda and we think it has great public interest if you would write something on this. We'll see how that works for a while.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
And, you know, we're welcome to take your suggestions on those at any time because it's just a quick email to Don Marie and to Amanda
for sure.
And say, here it is. That doesn't take up a lot of time. I would ask staff, do you have any additional ideas? And of course, this can be, you know, a discussion that goes on, obviously, as the communication committee. I wouldn't be surprised if it's more. But it might be now.
There we go.
Okay. There was one other thing that was on. Oh, so one of the things that we are going to be bringing back at our board. Is that one mine? Okay, I turned it on. Thank you. We will be bringing back mentioning in the board workshop is that currently we have a part-time, we have a part-timer filling a full-time position at Park and Rec. And that person is, when they retire here in the first week of June, we intend to replace that full-time position, which was intended to be half Parks and Rec, half support to water and wastewater. We will probably, well, we will make, as part of this person's duties, social media, outreach, and things of that
Perfect.
Nature. And
Perfect.
So we're looking at doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, that concludes our presentation.
You thought that was coming in the around the summertime?
Yes, we're already going to start the recruitment process here shortly.
Awesome.
Okay. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, we'll go on to activity guide advertising.
Good evening.
Good evening, Monica.
So I wanted to share with you all a little bit about, you might hear me better if I take my mask off, about the activities guide, and kind of let you know how this works and get some feedback from you. So currently, our programming is broken down into three activity guides a year. We do winter spring, which is February to May. We do a summer, which is June to September. And we have a fall winter, which is October to January. Now, each one of these guides, and this gets mailed to every resident in Discovery Bay, and this has what's going on for that chunk of those months, classes, activities, all kinds of good stuff. Between the cost to print this, mail prep, delivery to the post office, layout and design, postage, each guide, each chunk, winter, spring, for example, is approximately $5,500 for all of that. So we're looking at about $16,000 a year to advertise this way. Now, I'm continuing to work with our independent contractors. I keep planning as if this thing is going to end tomorrow and we're going to be ready to go. But as we all know, that hasn't quite happened. It's been much longer than we anticipated. So we can certainly keep doing this, what we're doing right now. Then I started thinking, I wanted to get your feedback. What if we still produce the whole thing, clearly, but we do it in just a digital format, get rid of the paper? That would save about $4,700 per guide. I would have to work with the press is who I work with on this, to find out if their layout design fee would change, but I can't imagine it would by much. It would still be a very large savings. So kind of want to throw that out there and see what you think of that. Want to continue?
The impacts here are Zone 8 is paying for everything. Mm-hmm. So that $16,000 that's being taken out of Zone 8 money, and we're mailing this to every person, you know, every household in the community. We can save money by notifying them through our water bills, etc., that this is available online, whether we do it right in the water bill itself in the miscellaneous section, where we could do it for couple months, leading up to each guy, or we can put in even in a separate little sheet of paper in each envelope that says, go to this activity guy, the little activity guy logo or something on there, and go here and receive your activity guide. And this would be a significant savings, and yet every household would be told where to go get this. Some households leave this on their coffee table. Some use it in their birdcage. Some just throw it out. It seems like a waste.
Well,
the guide is also, it's interactive. So I create the URL link, put everything, it goes up on our website, and folks can view this on our website. We've always done that. We also put it on our Facebook page. So those are other ways in which we would still get this information out there.
Okay, a few comments on this, and then I'd like to kind of delve into a couple other issues, suggestions regarding this. One, a lot of people look forward to getting this. You know, they really do. And I think it comes in. I'm thumbing through it every time. And I hear a lot of my friends, obviously, we have very exciting lives, especially COVID times, going, oh, did you see the new guide? But not everyone has access to computers. And so is there a way that we could say, here it is digitally, and if you know of anyone who needs one, give us their address and we'll mail it to them. So it goes from so many copies down to none, or down to very few. We did this with the Yacht Club. For years, they printed out every month their very lengthy newsletter, and then started having it available on the website. But if people wanted to still get it mailed to them, then they have to pay for it, which we wouldn't do that. But I don't know the exact number now. It's a small number, but it does give the people that still want the touch, the feel, that, I've got that computer, but I don't know what to do with it until my grandson comes over.
Well, postage alone, just to mail, again, for each chunk of the winter, spring, summer, and fall, each time it's about $1,100 just in postage. So just by mailing, not mailing it to every home, and that goes to about 6,500 homes. So by not mailing, we would be saving it's 1,065 the last.
So time, maybe
just
we
in postage.
Yeah, maybe we end up mailing 500 of them.
Quit stealing my thoughts. No, that was perfect. No, that's perfect. That's what I was thinking is so combine both, right? Don't do the automatic mail outs. Print a very small number. You'd have to see what the offset.
6,600 guys.
But the offset between, if they had a digital only fee versus a print layout fee, if there was a difference, there's probably not. But if there was, that would be something to consider. But do that very thing where it's here it is in digital format. If you would like a physical copy, they're available at the community center. I think that's a good medium. The only problem I have with the idea of mailing out, I know that's very convenient for people, but I think it becomes kind of a paperwork nightmare for staff, having to keep track of who requested it, make sure it gets to them, did somebody request it for somebody else, all that kind of logistics. Mm-hmm. But having it available where somebody driving by can just grab it and go, I think that's pretty great.
But also maybe have it at a couple places in town, like Callahan's.
I know a local coffee shop that would have it.
The Boardwalk, a few places like that, have some stacks available.
But I think that's the right track. I think getting rid of the excess printing, it's also a lot of wasted paper.
It
this. Mm-hmm.
And that's not, it's probably not recyclable paper either after it's printed like that, but...
And its archive is all glossy.
Yeah. So, I mean, that even is worse, I think.
That's...
So, yeah, I think not doing the full print run is a good idea.
How many copies would you like to see printed?
So right now we do how many?
6,600 guides.
Well, I mean, we could start with an amount, and if we need more, we could...
You cannot. Once the print run is done, they're not going to go through.
I think it would be a learning curve. I think you'd maybe estimate, okay, we think it's going to be this many, and then tune it over time so you get to that magic number that people generally command. I wouldn't think more than a couple of hundred.
I would say probably a couple hundred to 250, see what the price range is.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if it's sometimes printing 200, it costs you more than running 250. Yeah. So
and maybe, maybe starting high just to make sure we don't run out first time, maybe starting at 500 and now we can go down to 4. Now we can go down to 3, whatever.
We can do that. We can do why don't we do a 500, recommend a 500 run. See how many leftovers we have, and then adjust for the next series until we get the right amount.
Because
also for those that are unable to come out and pick up a copy, staff has no problem if somebody says, "Hey, there's no way I can get there to do that," of mailing a copy to those people who absolutely can't come out.
Mm-hmm.
And we do things. We do that kind of service as a matter of routine.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think saving the money is awesome.
Yeah, and there's some talk about the town, not the town, but somebody in the town is going to be starting up that new neighbor program again. And so that would be a good thing to have, to give to people that are just moving into town once a month.
Get out of my head.
Oh.
I was literally just going to tell you that there's a group
Yes.
that hasn't been happening because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
She would come and see me every time I get a new guide come out, and I give her as many as I could possibly spare, and they put those new neighbor bags together, and they personally deliver them
That's
to people.
Yeah.
That. So new folks would still get that when that program is back and running.
And it does give a lot of opportunity, like you were saying. It's interactive where they could have links directly to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that you can't do out of print. Because I'll read something and then I'll think, wow, I need to do that. And then
that's the end of it.
Then tomorrow, I don't even know what I thought about. So,
okay.
I think it's great.
Look into a 500 print, but find out the breakdown, kind of where it stands, get the best deal we can with that. And no mailing at all. No more delivery.
And just to be clear on that first number, you said it was 53 something? What was the price to do the...
For everything?
Yes, including the postage.
Including postage. The last one I did was $5,453.
Now, you mentioned in this item on the... It says advertising. Were you going to talk about advertising as well?
That was this, the advertising and the guide. I mean, the...
Oh, I thought you meant getting companies to pay for it, advertising.
Oh,
companies.
No.
Okay.
This is our advertising.
Okay, that's what I... Yeah,
we do have a couple in here.
I had suggestions for you, but we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, no, we do have a few people that advertise and pay for it.
But in looking into this, when I saw it on the agenda, one of the things that I went to our website, and I noticed you have this instructor proposal form here.
Independent contractor?
Yeah.
The one you're talking about?
Yeah. And I looked at that, and I thought, well, that's good looking for new teachers. But would it be difficult to take this and tweak it and say, make it, do you have ideas for new classes? Is there something new, out that you want to change? Do you know any instructors? Click here. And then the other thing is, because I thought we were going to talk about advertising and getting more advertising for this, is, we're having this big push for, because the community center is going to be opening back up, blah, 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 what you want to, and, now this is your chance to,
Oh,
perfect.
It's in the guide every time.
But now this is your chance to advertise and make it a big push to look for instructors, get feedback for new classes, and encourage people to advertise. I mean, what do you think, Michael?
I mean, I'm
What do you guys have right now for like a suggestion box? Is it like a, do you have any kind of forum that people
contact
can post to?
Us.
Contact us? Okay.
And it is in the guide, so I do print something in the note in each guide.
I'm sorry, but this is the same thing as
okay.
this, so it's really more towards teachers. You know, but this is really more, you know, well, it's pretty much what it says here, but I'm just saying make it clear. So we're, you know, the latest craze is knitting iPod, you know, covers. I'm obviously making that up. I think I am anyway. You know, so, you know, somebody suggests, hey, why don't we have a class? I know somebody who teaches this and that. But, you know, just to start to get...
I think that we did that once, I know of, where we said, do you have an interesting program that's creative? And we're accepting proposals for any ideas on programs that but, you would be an independent contractor for. I mean...
Yeah, but make it you know, looking for ideas for new classes as well as looking for, you know, looking instructors, and then also, you know, do you want to advertise? Because there might be things that people would like to, new class, especially since, you know, we're having our, you know, reopening of, you know, the pool and everything else. But, you know... Just to come up with some new ideas, some new classes. Not that there aren't new things in here, but there might be, you know, 20 people out there right now that, you know, there's a class they want to, you know, would love to have.
And while I'm thinking about it, on the topic of the doing the digital, it would also be a great item to have on the board, the signboard when they come out. Have a just a new activity guide available, and then just have the town's website where they can.
We've done that.
Okay, I'm sure,
Yeah, we've actually even done specific, like, I had up there tennis. So, and unfortunately, y'all are coming in during COVID.
Right.
But once you know what we have also done, and once we're kind of through this, but we couldn't, so I would have up there swim classes or Zumba or whatever it is. We would advertise for very specific and kind of rotate it out. But unfortunately, we did have to stop doing that
well,
in COVID.
For sure.
Well, of course. But again, now that, you know, we're hoping that by the summertime, COVID's going to be a distant memory, we hope.
Right.
So, you know, we're looking for new ideas. Are there, you know, classes, lessons? What would you like to see in your contact information and see what comes up? And then secondarily would be, you know, well, do you know it, you know, an instructor? And then... you know, since we have all these people coming through now, would you like to? Would your company like to advertise and get it all paid for? Could we do that, Mike?
The answer is yeah, but yes.
Okay.
I love the digital idea.
I'm sorry.
I love the digital idea.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
So we'll bring this back to the board.
Please. Yeah.
With your recommendation, the committee's 100%. Recommendation.
Oh, I just wanted to mention that, and we can certainly go with whatever direction the board would like. It was a bit intentional to not turn this into an advertising magazine. So that's why we've had people, and it's based on space availability always, because the programs would come first. And every time you add to the guide, you have to add 4 pages. You can't just add 1 page.
Okay. Well, then you can leave off the advertising part. I just thought since it was it said advertising, you were looking for. But we don't have to have that on there. Just looking for new classes, new ideas, and secondarily, we need instructors for those classes. Michael, what are your thoughts?
I think I'm out of them. I think that was good. I mean,
I would just like to see that on Facebook.
Yeah.
Looking for
You
know, new class ideas, looking for new instructor. I mean, you can do a whole panel with us.
Oh, and make
on the news on the email blast. Do you guys do that? Very. I'm a new email blast receiver as of a few months ago. So
okay,
I'm just a COVID receiver. I haven't gotten them during the.
You have to look into whether the Facebook blasts or not. I think you and I had a conversation on that.
Boosting Facebook is
it called boosting?
Yeah, that and that's okay. That's a paid. Thing.
You pay for it. And it reaches between 4,500 people and 12,000. They kind of give you
depending
it's
on
fairly
the...
inexpensive, and we've never done that.
I've used it quite a bit, so I can answer questions if you have it on.
Okay. That'd be great. From what I can tell, you can only boost one post at a time.
Each individual post is boostable.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So it because they'll place that one on a certain number of pages. They changed the without trying to get too geeky, they changed the algorithms so that things don't show up in people's feeds as often as they used to.
Right.
And so if you're not actually subscribed, you can't just like the page. You have to actually subscribe to the page as well in order to get those updates. And people don't know this, and so your audience shrinks tremendously.
Got it.
So you can pay to boost it, and then...
And to not really be that beneficial.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah. But the boosting does seem to work pretty well.
Okay.
People do see that.
That's great.
Well, we'll look into those costs.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty minimal, but you don't want to incur too many. But it could be an offset of some of the money you save on going digital.
Mm. Well, we would have to charge each zone
on that. Ooh, do you have to do that by zone, by resident? That might be very tricky with their advertising program.
No.
You can divide it over... Can you do something where you divide it over the cost of the population?
No, because we have a formula.
Okay.
Based on the number of residents, and so we'd have to discuss how to...
Yeah.
What the financing would look like on that. But every time we do something, it takes something out of a zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it kills us.
Any other comments, Michael?
I
is there any public comment? Hearing none, we'll go to our next meeting agenda items. These are a few things that Michael and I had talked about weeks ago, and if we could get these added to the next agenda, they really all, most of them, tie into what we were talking about today.
we'll try to see. We have to pace these out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I am, and I know that's why we had a few things here, and then we'll have a few things next one, and yeah, don't worry, we're not, yeah.
So we do have some items for the next agenda.
Yes.
Already, we have the electronic signboard policy.
Yes, I have that on here. That's one of them.
And
designing a campaign to get the townspeople to like the Facebook page. So they follow it, and then also sign up on the website. And a way to have that on any and all advertising, and also on any emails, have a little, you know, companies have a little blurb at the bottom of them saying, you know, please like our, and so coming up with that. And then what we already talked about today, and we can talk about it more next meeting, is establishing some sort of a template. When people see it, they know it's our town, and that's the one that says at last night's meeting, these are the big things that happened, or
I can talk to the press about that. They have to be willing to do that.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay, but at least we can have some discussions about it. And Michael, what would you like on the next?
I just had a real quick question that could turn into one. When somebody calls into the town, what is the hold music if they get put on hold?
What is the music?
Well, or maybe not anything at all. Like the phone system, I know, because you just recently replaced that, right?
We did. I don't know what's on it right now. I can ask Maddie tomorrow, but I know Christmas, we have Christmas music.
Okay.
And I know instrumental.
That might be something for a future agenda item, is to see if it could be replaced with just a, you know, real quick, hey, have you been to the Facebook page?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. So you can indoctrinate people as they listen.
Yeah, have you looked at our website to sign up for your areas of interest?
Yeah, so that's a potential for a future agenda item, because there might be a cost associated with that as well. Maybe.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe we can just punch it in like, we're not here right now. We're
yeah, potentially.
PSA on there for ourselves.
There you go. There you go. All right, if there's no other discussion or agenda items, last call for any public comment. We will now adjourn the communications meeting until our next